plutonium we've been reading about in the newspapers, the stuff that blows up in some of the atomic bombs. And you tell me it's made by exposing uranium to neutrons, is that right?
Yes, that's the way it's done. And that's exactly what we're going to do in our Chalk River plant. We expose uranium to terrific numbers of neutrons. And this converts some of the uranium to plutonium. And this plutonium, then, can be used as a source of atomic power, either in bombs or perhaps one day for supplying industrial power.
I see. Well, now, how exactly will you get these terrific intensities of neutrons you were speaking about, which are needed to make plutonium?
They'll be produced by uranium fission, which is the same process by which large quantities of energy are emitted from the uranium atoms.
Yes, but see here, you still haven't told me how you get the energy out of the uranium atoms in large enough amounts.
Oh, that's quite easy. We simply cause the fission of a large number of uranium or plutonium atoms. Although the contribution of each individual atom is extremely small, there's such an enormous number of atoms in, say, a pound of uranium or a pound of plutonium that when they all explode together, the combined effect is terrific.
I see, yes, but I understand it's very difficult to cause the fission of a few atoms. You need big machines like, cyclotrons to do that, don't you? Well, why isn't it much more difficult to cause the fission of a large number of atoms?
Well, all that we have to do is to start an epidemic of fissions.
An epidemic? You mean like like people catching the measles?
Yes, only that in this case it is actually plutonium atoms catching fission. Fission, you see, is contagious.
Yes.
If one plutonium atom bursts, it may cause bursting of a nearby atom, so that the fission or bursting can spread like a contagious disease until the epidemic overtakes the whole population of atoms.
Yes, but how can one atom affect another atom? After all, human disease, you made that analogy about measles, but after all, human diseases are spread by germs, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. The fission of atoms is spread by neutrons.
Yes. I remember you said that the fission of uranium atoms is caused by their being hit by a neutron. I suppose it's like a person getting measles when he is hit by the germ, isn't it?
Yes. And when the fission occurs, the atom sends out more neutrons like germs to infect other atoms.
Then you say that the bursting of the bomb over Hiroshima, for example, began with a single neutron?
Yes, that's just exactly what happened. A single neutron caused the fission of a single atom. This, in turn, caused the fission of more atoms. And the process, as you see, snowballs.
Yes.
And then suddenly a large proportion of the atoms have burst, and there you have the explosion.
I see, but look, here's a point of interest. Where did that first neutron come from?
Well, there are always a few stray neutrons wandering around.
Well, in that case, why didn't the bomb explode before they ever got it to Hiroshima?
You must have a sufficiently large quantity of plutonium in a single compact mass before it can explode. The plutonium in the bomb was kept in separate parts. They weren't brought together until the falling bomb had approached the ground over the city. When the parts came together, they formed a single block of plutonium large enough to explode.
Well, that's just a little bit hard to follow. Now, do I understand correctly that a small amount of plutonium will not explode, yet a larger one will? Now, why is that?
Well, it's very much like trying to start a fire in a stove. If we put a few pieces of kindling close together, we can get them to burn. But if we separate them, scattering them over the bottom of the grate, it's very difficult to make them.
Yes, I know from experience you can't start a fire with only a few sticks if they're not close together.
In the case of the small chunks of plutonium, too many of the neutrons escape from the surface of the lump instead of producing the fission of more plutonium atoms. It's more difficult for them to escape, of course, from a large chunk than from a little chunk, mm-hmm. So they produce more fission and thus make it blow up.
I see. Now, thank you very much, gentlemen. We've been talking about bombs, and you've told me that the new plant near Petawawa will produce materials that will be used or could be used in the manufacture of bombs. You said, as I remember, that that it would produce radioactive materials for use in the treatment of cancer, and that these materials may also have far-reaching applications in medical research. Nature, it seems, has now put at our disposal a tremendous new force as a weapon of war. And at the same time, and indirectly, it has brought peace to the world and has saved millions of lives in the long run.